Memorial of Marcel Saint-Sonin. On July 27, 1944, the day before the Germans pulled out of Montluçon, two young people were taken prisoner and were shot and left for dead on the small path that runs southwards through the fields. Wrong place, wrong time. Robert Rioton, the young man from Montluçon, was a moulding worker at the blast furnace factory, Usine Forêt. To escape the STO and deportation across the Rhine, Rioton left his family and hid in the mine of Dinulle-les-Mines. Thanks to the kindness of the management, he easily found a job there. Rioton was sitting in front of the miners' canteen with one of his workmates, an Alsace Jewish man, André Hubschwilin, whose parents had been deported to Germany. They were chatting quietly when a woman came to warn them that a German patrol was reported at the entrance to the town of Dinulle. Too late. When the Germans arrived, the two men tried to flee despite the shots fired in their direction. The Germans quickly caught up with them and seized them with sticks. The young people who were resistant to the STO wanted to explain their situation and their work in the mine, and André Hubschwilin, who spoke German, told them that their papers were in order. The SS officer refused their explanation and ordered them to get into one of the trucks, in which they were taken to an unknown destination by 17 German SS soldiers. One of the trucks remained in Villefranche-d'Allier. The other three headed for Chaps. There, two lorries stopped, and only the lorry with the two Frenchmen on it continued on towards Murat. The SS soldiers stopped on the road to Saint-Sonin at the crossroads of La Jeunerie. The two Frenchmen were lying on the floor of the vehicle, and the SS tied their hands behind their backs. During this endless night, an SS man came to tell them at dawn they would be free. Around 6 a.m., two SS non-commissioned officers armed with machine guns got into the truck. At the crossroads from Saint-Sonin to Chavignon and the road leading to the Montsel farm, the vehicle stopped. The two prisoners were lowered out of the truck and then driven at machine gun point into a small path that gets lost in the meadows about 200 metres from the road. One of the two German non-commissioned officers ordered the two young Frenchmen to kneel facing the hedge. Two shots were fired in the silence of that tragic morning. The two men fell face down to the ground. One of the assassins approached the inert bodies to give them a coup de grâce. The grass was stained red with the blood of these two victims of Nazi barbarity. The two soldiers withdrew after collecting the bullet casings and cutting the ropes that bound the hands of the two martyrs. Miraculous. However, Robert Rioton, lying against his comrade, Hubschwilin, who was killed instantly, was not dead, but seriously injured. Although he had lost a lot of blood, he managed to drag himself to the Meritet farm. Madame Meritet alerted a teacher at Saint-Sonin, and the same evening, Robert Rioton was transferred to the hospital at Montluçon, thanks to the devotion of the railway workers. He stayed there 3 days after his operation and treatment. Meanwhile, the Gestapo had found traces of his survival, so it became urgent to hide him. Rioton was able to find refuge with relatives and friends before being taken in by Léon Vallée, owner of the Bouxières and Saint-Hilaire mines, who hid him from the German police until the liberation of Montluçon.